Republicans expose three blatant Biden Afghanistan lies in contentious hearing with military leaders. By Christina Wong on September 28, 2021. Senate Republicans exposed three blatant lies about the Afghanistan withdrawal by President Joe Biden during a contentious hearing with the Pentagon's top military leaders. Lie number one, no one told Biden to keep troops in Afghanistan. The first lie the senators exposed was Biden telling ABC News' George Stephanopoulos in an August 19, 2021, interview that no one advised him to keep 2,500 American troops in Afghanistan. However, during the hearing, senators got Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Army General Mark Milley, and U.S. Central Command Commander Marine General Frank McKenzie to admit that they had agreed with the recommendation to keep that many troops in Afghanistan, and that their views were heard by Biden. Under questioning by Senate Armed Services Committee Ranking Member Jim Inhofe, ROK, McKenzie admitted, "I recommended that we maintain 2,500 troops in Afghanistan," and that he was confident Biden heard all recommendations. Under questioning from Senator Tom Cotton, RR, Milley also admitted that it was also his assessment that there should be a steady state of 2,500 forces in Afghanistan. Austin said, "Their input was received by the president and considered by the president for sure." Lie number two, Biden claims al-Qaeda is not in Afghanistan. The second lie exposed was Biden saying on August 21 during a White House press conference that al-Qaeda was gone from Afghanistan, and thus the U.S. had no vital national security there. Senator Dan Sullivan, RAK, asked Milley, "Was al-Qaeda gone from Afghanistan in mid-August? True or not true?" Milley responded, "Al-Qaeda is still in Afghanistan. They were there in mid-August." Also asked to respond, McKenzie said, "Al-Qaeda was present in Afghanistan." Under questioning from Inhofe, Austin said, "Senator, I think there are remnants of al-Qaeda still in Afghanistan." Line number three, Biden promises to lead troops until all Americans are evacuated. Senate Republicans also forced the defense leaders to admit that Biden's vow to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan until all Americans were out was also a lie. Inhofe noted that Biden had also told Stephanopoulos, "If there's American citizens left, we're going to stay to get them all out. But U.S. troops left with Americans still there." This didn't happen. President Biden's decision resulted in all the troops leaving, but the American citizens are still trying to get out. How many American citizens, in your opinion, are still there? Inhofe asked Austin. Austin deferred an answer to the State Department for definitive numbers. Milley also deferred to the State Department. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, later asked Austin point blank, "Isn't it true that you've left Americans behind on August the 31st? Austin responded, "There are Americans. There were Americans that were still in Afghanistan, and still are." Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.